The Matildas go into the final of the Asian Cup against Japan in Jordan in the early hours of Saturday morning, well aware they need to improve their form. It's a repeat of the final won by Japan 4 years ago, so Australia will be hoping for some measure of revenge. The sides drew 1-1 in the group phase of this tournament, but of more concern was the poor showing against Thailand in the semi-final. Australia scraped into the final after Alana Kennedy's late goal forced a penalty shootout. Kennedy admitted the Matildas have to play better than they did against Thailand to have a realistic chance.
Obviously, there's still plenty of work to do. We want to, come back from the performance that we had. We're obviously not happy with that. I think, we've been given a second chance there, so we're ready for Japan, and I'm sure everyone will be up for it.
Whatever happens in the final, Australia has done enough to qualify for next year's World Cup in France. In local football this weekend, the A-League enters the finals with 2 elimination matches. Brisbane Roar travels to play Melbourne City on Friday night in the first game. Roar is confident despite being the lowest-ranked team in the finals. Goalkeeper Jamie Young has the best shot-stopping percentage in the league so far this year, and he says in a one-off game, Brisbane can reach the grand final eliminator.
It's one of those games where you've got to get a result, and there's a bit of confidence going that into that game because of the results we've had. You come towards the end of the season and it starts that little bit of added sort of meaning to it, and I think everyone's looking forward to this opportunity.
On Sunday, Melbourne Victory faces Adelaide United at 6 p.m. in the second elimination final. The FA Cup semi-finals take centre stage in England this weekend when Manchester United and Tottenham meet at London's Wembley Stadium on Sunday morning. On Monday morning, Chelsea and Southampton do battle at the famous ground to reach the final, which will take place on May the 19th. SBS has coverage of the Premier League clash between Crystal Palace and Watford. Coverage gets underway from 11:30 on Saturday night. In the Fed Cup tennis, the New South Wales city of Wollongong hosts the match between Australia and the Netherlands. The winner of the tie will enter the World Group. Australia is ranked below the Netherlands, but with Ashley Barty in top form and the highest-ranked individual player in the tie, the host nation will be hard to stop. Barty won all 3 rubbers that she played in the victory over the Ukraine in February, and she can't wait for the tie to start on Saturday.
I think it's more excitement than anything else. We know that if we play to our best that we should win this tie, and I think that's no secret. Rankings will show that, but I think that instills confidence in us. I know that I back the rest of my team 100%, and I know that they back me as well.
It's round 5 of the AFL this weekend, with the highest ranking game taking place between 7th placed North Melbourne and 4th placed Hawthorn at 3:20 p.m. on Sunday. On Saturday night, 5th placed Port Power welcomes the 8th placed Geelong Cats. The NRL continues this weekend with round 7. There's a Queensland derby in Townsville on Saturday night when the Cowboys take on the Gold Coast Titans. And on Sunday, the second place Panthers travel to Cronulla to play the Sharks. And in the Super Rugby, the New South Wales Waratahs meet South Africa's Lions on Friday night. While on Sunday, the Brumbies take on the Jaguares of Argentina. John Baldock, SBS News.